From then on, he could play it whenever he wanted, think about what he'd miss, and live miserably ever after.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
You're listening to the Snowplow Show again with your host Roy again. Sponsored by Neon Like Bjork again. Nothing ever changes around here. On today's show, we're going to be doing the same prank call over and over and over for 2 hours. Originally, this was a 3.5 hour show. I edited quite a bit out of it. I think it was last week, maybe the week before, that Gloria sent me a voicemail, and she had this idea that I kind of liked. She wants me to just call up random people and tell them I'm with their cell phone carrier and tell them I'm changing their phone number because a celebrity wants it. And I can't remember if Gloria suggested that I say Carrot Top, but I'll definitely have to say that. Carrot Top or the, what's the other guy's name? Pauly Shore. I love turning people against Carrot Top and Pauly Shore. So I've got a directory now in my email of prank requests where they just give me phone numbers. They don't really include any ideas with the requests. So I'm going to use those phone numbers to try this out on.
Hello?
Hello, Rachel?
Yes?
Hey, this is Brad from Sprint Wireless. And I'm calling to let you know we're going to have to change your phone number, your 5775 number. We're going to have to change that to a new number.
Okay.
So if you'd like...
Why do we have to change it?
Oh, there's a celebrity wants your number, and, you know, they're going to pay a lot of money for it, so we're just going to give it to them. But if you'd like, I can give you your new number here.
Is this a joke?
Oh, no, of course not. No, apparently your number spells out some word or whatever that's going to be their new catchphrase, I'm told, and they're going to pay a lot of money for it, so we're going to have to give your number to this celebrity. Well, that didn't go well. She didn't like that. That's one way to keep your number. Just hang up. I can't change her number if she just hangs up. Sprint's computers don't work that way.
You have reached the voicemail box
okay.
of...
I guess I'll give up on Rachel, because she just keeps hitting the FU button on her phone. I've called about 10 times now. That was a request from Bacon, by the way. He says Rachel's a nurse. I would suggest making a call relating to that fact. But I didn't. I don't know, Gloria. Your idea is not working out too good so far. She thought it was a prank. She knew it was a prank, I think. So your idea is stupid, and it sucks. Oh, here's a big list of numbers in one single email. This is from Flutterpie, and he gives no information at all about these people. It's just a big list of numbers. These could be anything. What the hell?
Hello.
Hello, Chad?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brad from Verizon Wireless.
Hey, what's up, Brad?
Oh, nothing much. I just needed to let you know we're going to have to change your cell phone number. The 7.
Oh, what? Why?
It's just because somebody else wants it. It's a celebrity that wants it, and they're going to pay a lot more, so we're going to have to change that. The 7669 number.
Who the hell would want my phone number?
Well, apparently...
What celebrity?
It spells something, and that's going to be their new catchphrase in their act. So they just, you know, they want to have your number. So I'm sorry to do this to you, but we're going to be changing it in 24 hours. So you might want to notify
for
people.
What?
Well, we'll give you a new number. I can give it to you right
for
now
what?
If you'd like.
Son of a bitch. All right, hang on.
Okay.
What was your name?
My name is Brad Carter.
Brad.
Yep,
Brad.
It's Verizon Wireless.
All right, what is it?
The new number is going to be 586 415-2375.
How much are they paying you for it?
I'm not sure. They didn't let me know that. It's Carrot Top, though.
It's not fucking Carrot Top. Who is this?
What do you mean
is
it's...
Is this really Brad from Verizon, this, or is it Jake from State Farm?
No, I'm Brad from Verizon Wireless. It's just something that we do if, anyone can outbid you on your phone number. It doesn't happen a whole lot, but occasionally.
Is there any way that I can counterbid?
I imagine he bid a lot on it. Like, probably thousands of dollars.
He didn't quite answer my question, though.
Oh, yeah, you probably could. It's just, do you have thousands of dollars to spend on a phone number?
Well,
it'd be easier just to...
Maybe he didn't spend thousands of dollars.
Well, I don't think they'd do it for just hundreds.
No. Do you know that?
No, I don't know. You want me to find out?
I'd like that.
Okay, I'll call you next week, probably. I'll have someone get in touch with you next week. I'll leave a message for them.
Okay.
But you'll definitely lose your number until that's done.
All right.
All right. So why don't you just go fuck your mom, Chad?
Oh, I fucking knew it. It's you. Oh, man.
Stupid motherfucker.
I am so stupid. Dude, oh, man, I love it when you call me, man. You make my fucking day.
How can you believe that?
I don't know who you are.
Big dummy.
Oh, God. Dude, you had me so good. Fucking Brad from Verizon List.
Yeah, yeah.
Jake from State Farm. That's who you are. Put on your khakis, Bradford. That's a dirty lie.
Fuck you.
You're
the bitches love my khakis.
What is that phone number that you just gave me even spell? Like, what is it? Oh, let's spell, like, fuck me or fuck you or something.
Oh, no, no. It's the local FBI field office. I was hoping I'd get you arrested.
No way. Is it really?
Yeah. You should try calling it and, like, maybe make a bomb threat or something.
Ooh, maybe I should call myself Chad Laden and call it Chad Jihad.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm fucking sick of your talking to me, and you're not funny, and I'm tired of it, and I'm going to hang up. So fuck you, Chad.
Ooh, the sass is real from Brad. Okay, fuck you too.
All right, bye, honey, baby. I don't know who he thought I was, but that sucked. Nobody's getting angry yet. I mean, he did say "son of a bitch" when he was getting a pencil or whatever to write down his new number. Okay, Gloria, I give you a few points for that one to make up for the last one that sucked. Here's another one from Sprint Mobile. This guy's name is Joe. By the way, you can find out which company owns a phone number by going to whitepages.com. Just type their number in and it'll tell you who their carrier is. Even if they've ported to a new number, which is kind of nice.
Hello?
Hello, Joe?
Yes.
Hey, Joe. This is Brad from Sprint Wireless. And,
Hello.
I'm just calling to let you know that we're going to be changing your cell phone number, the 0281 number. We're going to be changing...
Are you?
Yep, we're going to change that to a new number starting in, I guess, tomorrow morning. So if you'd like, I can give you the new number.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, you ready for that?
Let me get a pen and paper real quick to write this down. And... Okay.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
All right. It's 870 is the area code. 246-9431. Sorry, we don't have any numbers left in your state.
That's fine.
Okay. You're very accepting of this. Most people just yell at me when I do this.
Oh, no. It's totally okay.
Okay.
I'm in retail, so I understand, like, people just like it.
So you're a pushover, basically. You're a big pushover is what you're saying, because you're in retail.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's fine.
Okay, great. Pauly Shore will be super awesome. Happy that he got your number.
Cool.
Bye.
All right, bye.
God damn it. What the hell was that? No resistance at all. What the hell? These all seem like young people. I need to get old people. Old people would be more pissed. Old people take things way more seriously. So maybe I'm going to leave Flutterpie's list.
At the subscriber's request, this phone does not accept incoming calls.
All right, none of my request numbers are really working. So I have an idea. How about I just pull out my handy-dandy phone book that Scott sent me once again, and I'll just, you know, these are mostly old people, and these are their home phones instead of their cell phones. I think people would be more attached to their home phones. You know, they probably had them for decades, some of these people. The only problem with these is that the people are going to see the name show up on their caller ID displays, unlike with cell phones. You know, on the cell phone ones, I was calling from an 844 toll-free number. Most people have never heard of 844, so they think it's a real area code and not a toll-free call, which works great for cell phones, but not really for home phones. I think it says marketing when I call someone's home phone with this number. So what should I do? I don't know. I guess I'll just call from someone's home number in that area. I'll make the call come from a Comcast home phone, because I don't know if Comcast passes along the name on the caller ID or just the number. A lot of these are going to be Comcast also, and I'm going to say AT&T, and they're going to be like, oh, we're not with AT&T. And I'll be like, well, we still own the number, motherfucker. Comcast is just renting it from us. We can do whatever we want.
Hello.
Hello, is this Dale?
Yes, it is. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Brad from AT&T, your phone company.
Yes, Brad.
And I just needed to let you know we're going to need to change your telephone number, your home number.
Why?
There's a celebrity that's outbid you on it. He needs to use it for some, I don't know, it spells out a word that he wants or something. But yep, we're going to be changing your phone number.
Okay, run that past me again. There's a celebrity that's using my number?
Yeah, well, no, he's not using it yet. He wants to outbid you on your phone number. And because your phone number, you know, the letters, they spell out something. It's going to be his new catchphrase in his comedy act or something like that. I'm not sure exactly what it spells, but yeah, he's going to take your number.
Well, he can't do that.
Oh, yes, he can. He's already done it. The paperwork's all gone through, and it's going to starting Friday morning is when we're going to have your new number assigned. And I can give you the new number right now if you'd like.
Well, I'd like to see a copy of that proposal that he's going to take my number.
Oh, no, that's personal.
I can tell. Personal. It's my number.
Well, no, it's not anymore. It's only your number for the next 3 days, 2 days. Yeah, you just have to change. It's just a phone number. It's not a big deal, right?
Your name is Patrick McDonald?
No, it's Brad.
Brad what?
I don't have to tell you that. I'm just with the phone company.
Well, your number shows on my caller ID as Patrick McDonald.
Oh, that's weird. No, I'm definitely calling from the phone company. It should be coming from a toll-free number.
No, I want to see written proof sent to my address of what you're telling me.
Oh, we don't have to show you shit, sir. This is a done deal. It's going to happen. Ah, darn it. So he's given me the name of the person who I chose, you know, just at random from this phone book page. See, that's the problem with this. I need to use a business phone number. I need to use AT&T's phone number. But if I do that, they're not going to pick up. They're going to think it's a sales call. I need to just stick with cell phones on this one. Now I've gotten Patrick McDonald in a bunch of trouble with his neighbors. Sorry, Patrick. And I guess today we learned that Comcast
does. Hello, we're not available now. Please...
And I guess today we learned that Comcast does pass along the name on the caller ID. Unlike cell phone providers, that technology is just way beyond what cell phones are capable of. They're not going to be passing along your name and the caller ID. That's crazy talk. Why would they do that? That makes no sense. That's old technology. That's from 20 years ago. Why would we even need that anymore on our cell phones?
Hello?
Hi, is Michael around?
Michael?
Yes.
No, he's not here. Can I take a message?
Oh, well, I'm calling from AT&T. I just needed to let you guys know that we're going to be changing your telephone number.
Why?
You've been outbid on it. There's some celebrity that wants it because the number spells out a certain word or whatever.
You got to be kidding me.
Nope. So I can give you your new number if you'd like.
Is this for real?
Of course.
No, it's not.
Why do you say it's not?
Because I just find this to be silly, because it came up some other number, first of all.
Oh, okay. Well, you're going to find out Monday morning when your number is changed to a new number. So do you at least want the new number so you know what it is?
And you're from AT&T?
Yeah.
And your name is what?
Brian.
Brian.
Yeah, is that really hard to believe? You can't believe that my name is Brian and that I work at AT&T?
Yeah.
That is, it's a pretty common name, you know?
Brian, give me a callback number.
Oh, just look on your caller ID. Just call that number.
Okay.
All right, do that. Bye, honey baby.
All right.
Enjoy your new phone number that you don't know what it is. Okay, yeah, I give up on this phone book thing. Or wait, no, I'm going to change my phone number to the local phone company toll-free number, which I just happen to have memorized. Don't ask why.
Hello?
Hi, is Amy available?
She's not.
Oh, okay. Well, this is Dave from AT&T, your local phone company.
Huh?
And I just needed to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number starting on Monday morning. You're going to get a new phone number.
Changing our phone number?
Yes.
Our home number?
Yeah, the one I'm calling on right now.
Okay.
And if you'd like, I can give you the new phone number.
Why are you changing our phone number?
There's someone outbid you on it. It's a celebrity. They need it for something.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. There's a celebrity who outbid us on our phone number?
Yes, sir.
I'm not aware that that's even possible.
Oh, well, now you know. First thing Monday morning.
Well, I don't
want
to give up my phone number. Can I outbid them?
Well, they bid quite a bit for it. You probably can't afford it.
Oh, that's strange. Okay.
Yeah, apparently your number spells out a certain word that they're interested in having. It's for some comedy act, I don't know. But yeah, they want to use your number from now on.
Okay, all right. So what will our new number be then?
It'll be area code 815-467-2535.
2535.
Yep.
Okay. And are you going to notify everyone that has my phone number that I'll have a new phone number?
No, that would be your job.
Well, no, that makes no sense. How would anybody be able to get a hold of me?
Well, you'll have to call them.
But I don't want to call them and tell everyone that has my phone number that I have a new phone number.
Well, no one's going to be able to get a hold of you then. It's not our problem. But yeah, we are definitely allowed to do this.
Oh, okay.
So whether,
what are your names?
Whether or not you're a smartass, it's going to happen. Monday morning, first thing, new phone number.
Sure. What was your name?
My name is Brian.
And you're calling with what company?
AT&T.
Okay. And then I can just call the customer service number?
If you want to,
question?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Brian, do you have an extension number?
Well, I'm not going to give it to you because you sound like kind of an asshole that's going to try and get me in trouble, and I don't need that. So, whatever, you know. Yeah, I'm not going to give that to you.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't think I would have to try very hard to get you in trouble.
Good luck.
All right.
It's good to have goals, right? Good luck getting some guy you don't know in trouble just because you don't like a company's policy.
This is the first phone call we've got in months on this number, so I don't think it's really going to affect me if you change my number.
Yeah, so why do you even care? Why are you throwing a fit about it, asshole? All right, that made him hang up. You forgot to say goodbye. You don't want to do your hilarious yellow thing again. That's weird. All right, bye. Have a nice day. Why do they even have a home phone if they haven't gotten calls on the number in months? Why is he even throwing a fit? Why is he lying to me and saying none of his friends are going to be able to get a hold of him? Ugh.
Hello?
Hi, is Matthew there?
I'm sorry?
Is Matthew there?
What's this, or who is this?
This is Roy from AT&T. I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number.
I'm sorry, you're changing what?
I'm changing your phone number. You're no longer going to have the 5,000 number. I've got a new number here I can give to you. It's going to be a completely different phone number.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Matt? AT&T's on the phone for you. Something about changing our phone number? Can they just do that? Because that's kind of inconvenient.
Hello.
Hello, Matthew.
Hi.
Hey, it's Roy. I just needed to let you know we're changing your phone number. It's going to be effective.
For what reason?
It's a company. They want your number because the last four digits is 5,000. That's really easy for them to remember.
Yeah, and I don't care.
For their customers.
I have this number.
Well, yeah, but they outbid you on it.
Yeah. Do you work for AT&T?
Yeah, of course.
What's your user ID?
A user ID? Why do you need that for? That's to log into my computer.
I also work for the company, too.
Oh, okay.
And I will be using your user ID to find out what is going on.
Oh, that's an abuse of your powers there at AT&T. You can't do that.
You know what? I don't care right now.
Because it doesn't matter
you're
that you're an employee.
That you're taking away my phone number that is with everyone, everything else?
Okay. Well, as far as I'm concerned, you're just a customer. I'm not going to give you my UUID. And I didn't even get to tell that lady to shut her kid the fuck up. Let's call right back.
Again?
Hey, you forgot to say goodbye. It doesn't matter that you're hanging up on me, though. We're still going to change your number.
Yeah, I know. I don't really care.
You don't? Then why are you getting so upset?
Because you just call out of the blue from a toll-free number, and it's not even an AT&T number.
Yeah, it is.
And you're saying that right off the bat that I'm losing my home phone number and that not really giving even my wife a description right off the bat.
What do you mean a description? I told her who I was, and I told her why I was calling. You don't have to be a dick about it. Like, is she lying to you? Did she tell you something different?
Wait. What did you just tell me? What did you just call me?
I said I think she's lying to you about what happened, because all I did is this is
that, what did you just call me?
I forget. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you do forget.
Yeah, I do forget. I agree.
Okay, then. Then what did you just call me?
I just told you I forget. I don't. It doesn't matter. Is what I'm saying is I think your wife's a liar.
I know all these calls are monitored right now because that's what the company does. And what you just called me is completely unprofessional.
Okay. Well, I didn't claim to be Mr. Professional here. I'm just letting you know. It's just a simple phone call. I don't see why you have to get so upset. I'm just saying you're
lying. You didn't give my wife an explanation. You didn't say, oh, another company bought the number or whatnot. And then you turn around and call me a dick?
She didn't ask for an explanation. Your wife's a liar.
Oh, my wife's a liar now?
Yeah, because she didn't ask for an explanation. She just she's just like, I'm going
to
get my...
You're supposed to give her an explanation on why we're losing our number.
Okay, I would have gotten to that if she would have just stayed on the phone, but she had to go get her husband. She can't handle anything outside of the kitchen.
Because everything's under my name, sir.
Yeah, that's why I asked for Matthew when I called. But she had to be all nosy.
And then you turned around and called me a dick and told my wife is a liar?
Well, she is a liar because I asked for Matthew. That's the first thing I did.
But that doesn't... Why are you saying that to me?
Why am I saying what?
Why are you saying that I'm a dick and that my wife is a liar?
Because it's true.
But I don't understand why you didn't call me or tell me or tell my wife that our number was outbidded because...
Outbidded?
And that you said, you just go, you're a dick and that your wife's a liar, and now you're saying that you forgot what you called me and what you just said?
Well, you reminded me. I called you a dick.
Oh, really? Okay.
Are you recording this now? It sounds like I just went to speakerphone.
Oh, I am now because you've just plainly lied to me.
No, I didn't lie to you. I said I forgot. But you reminded me. I called you a dick. Thank you.
You forgot 2 seconds after you called me a dick.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay, so what's your user ID anyway?
Well, why would I give that to a customer?
That makes no sense. Because you actually have to if a customer asks you for that. You're part of customer representative for AT&T. You, if a customer asks for your user ID, you're supposed to give it to them.
Not in our department.
Oh, then you don't work for AT&T then.
Where do you work at in AT&T?
Then what's your user ID?
What part of AT&T do you work at?
I work for UVerse.
Okay, see, that's completely different. You're an idiot.
Oh, okay. So what was your name again?
No, you already heard that. I'm not going to go over all this again.
Oh, yeah, I do want to go over all this again.
Why'd you hang up on me, then?
What is your user ID?
If you want to go over everything, why'd you hang up earlier?
Do you know where I live? I have horrible cell service and home phone service.
Okay. Well, we're not turning off your home phone service. We're just changing the number. It's not a big deal. It's just a phone number.
Well, then what's the number? Then what's the number going to be?
Tell that bitch in the background to shut the fuck up. This is Min talk here.
Whoa, excuse me? This is a number that I have registered with my children's school.
So what is...
For my child knows the number. It is a measurement of safety. We got the home phone number so my kid can get a hold of us.
She can memorize a new number. She's not
and
stupid.
Call me a fee for no reason? No, we pay for this service. You guys gave us the number. My child has learned the number.
She'll learn a new one. It's easy.
Really?
Why not? She can memorize a new number. It's just four digits. You get the same first three digits.
Wow. Great. You know, this B might not want to have to go through the hours of making sure my child knows the number.
It sounds like you're a bad mother, then, if you don't want to give your kid your own phone number.
So, we're going to end this on this. Tomorrow, I'm going to go to my second level. I'm going to give him this toll-free number I got to call from.
Buzzwords.
I'm going to show him.
Scary.
I'm going to let him listen to this info.
All right.
You will either give me your user ID right now, because as a customer, I am allowed to take that from you, or we are going to do this the hard way.
Okay. Hey, make sure to tell your second level that this is just a prank call, and I'm not really with AT&T.
And who are you with?
I'm with nobody. I'm just a prank caller. I live in the neighborhood.
Well, we'll find out.
Okay.
One way or another.
Have a nice day. Tell your wife she's not really a bitch, okay? He's all recording me. He thinks he's going to make a viral video. Like that one lady that I called from, Comcast started recording me. I knew as soon as he did it, too, because I heard his voice. It got all weird, like he got on speakerphone, trying to be all sneaky with me. So this is working out a little better now that we've got the caller ID thing fixed, sort of. I mean, nobody's answering. Very few people are answering anyway. I'm almost finished with one column here. Jeez, that lady. My child could never memorize another four digits. That would be impossible. She'll get abducted for sure now. She's gonna get lost and I'll never see her again, all because of AT&T. I'm too lazy to teach her another four digits.
Hello, we are not available now. Please...
Hello?
Hi, is Scott there?
Yeah, this is.
Hey, Scott, this is Roy from AT&T. I just needed to let you know we're going to change your phone number, your home phone number.
Why?
It's because you've been outbid on it. Someone else wanted the number because it spells something. No. It's a celebrity, actually. A celebrity is going to be using your number for some act. I don't know. It spells a word,
though. You're funny. Who is this?
What are you talking about?
That's funny.
No, I'm serious. This is Roy from AT&T. I know your services
with...
I'm
sure it is, Roy. I don't even have AT&T.
I know, you have Comcast, but we still own the number.
Okay.
You know, Comcast leases the number from us, but we are the actual owner of the number.
You get how I could call anybody and say I'm somebody and come through with this story.
Okay, well, if you don't want to believe me, that's fine. But Monday morning, when your number doesn't work anymore, you'll need to call Comcast and have them assign you a brand new number.
I don't see how that's even realistic to do.
Okay. Well, have fun not having phone service then, smartass.
And that's how you talk to people?
Yep. The ones at AT&T,
that's how you call people names?
The ones that are smartasses to me.
That you see why I don't believe you? Because you
don't care
do that
if you believe me.
Professional organization.
We'll see who's telling the truth on Monday, right?
This is just it's funny. It's weird.
Okay. Thank you. That's my evening job. I work at a comedy club.
Sounds like it.
Yep. Actually, I'm the one that gave Carrot Top your number and said, hey, you should buy this number. It spells out a really awesome thing.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Yep.
Who's your boss? Can I have your name?
Oh,
besides
fuck,
Roy?
Fuck that shit. No, you sound like you're going
to
try and get me in trouble.
Cuss even more. That's awesome.
I don't need any trouble.
Yeah.
All right, well, tell that bitch in the background to shut up and have a nice
you're
day.
You're an idiot, dude. You know, you don't even work for AT&T. Come on.
Why do you say that?
You don't call people names. I know this is a prank call.
Look at your
caller
ID.
You're sitting at home. with a bag of Cheetos with nothing better to do.
I hate Cheetos. I only eat Ruffles.
But call people and do stupid things on the phone. Come on. You think this is real?
I'm pretty sure it's real.
You're pretty sure. AT&T calls people and says this. This is what they do.
Yep.
This is a business that's trying to gain customers, and you're trying to tell me you work for them. You can call and cuss me out, call my wife names.
Well, she was being kind of annoying in the background. You know, she wouldn't shut up. She wouldn't shut up, so I couldn't help it.
Well, that's because she knows you can't shut up. You're the annoying one. Yeah, you get it?
That was uncalled for, sir.
I'm sure it was. And everything you've said is uncalled for. And I don't know who you are, but some jag-off sitting around thinking it's funny to prank call people.
Did you call me a jag TV?
Yeah, that's what I called you. You're a genius.
I'm going to report you to my supervisor.
Oh, I'd love that. Idiot.
Can you kick that dog? All right, he wins this round. I blame Gloria and Jag TV for some reason.
Hello?
Hello, is David there?
No, he's not. Can I take a message?
Well, this is Roy from AT&T. I just needed to let you know we're going to be changing your home phone number starting Monday morning.
Why would you be doing that?
Somebody else wants it.
So?
Well, so we're going to give it to... It's actually a celebrity that wants it. We're going to be giving it to a celebrity. I guess your number actually spells out a word that is their catchphrase, I guess, from what I understand here. Yep, but we're going to be changing your phone number. It'll take effect Monday morning. And I can give you the new number here if you'd like.
You've got to be kidding me. I've had this phone number for 18 years.
Oh. Well, it's about time you let someone else have it, right? Just a thought. I don't know. It's just a phone number. It's not a big deal, right?
I don't know. It's my phone number. That's how my family gets a hold of me. Now I have to tell everyone my phone number is different?
Yeah, it'll be an excuse to get in touch with old family members. Tell them all your new phone number. Basically, we're giving you a family reunion for free. You got to look at the bright side.
Yeah, no, that... I'm looking for a pen.
Did you know your number spells carrot top?
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's actually Carrot Top. He's a famous comedian. He bid 120...
I know who Carrot Top is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he bid for your number. He's going to use it for some comedy thing. I'm not sure what.
This is the most bizarre phone call I've ever gotten.
Really?
All right, what's the new number?
Area code 815-467-2849.
And there's nothing that I can do to keep my old number?
No, because he has a lot of money, and he bid a lot of money on it, so we're going to give it to him.
And you're calling from AT&T?
Yes, ma'am. I'm in customer service.
Why didn't AT&T come up on my caller ID?
Didn't it? It should have. Don't you have a 1-800-244 number? 4444?
You did not come up on my caller ID.
Oh, what came up?
Not AT&T.
Oh, well, what number did come up?
Toll-free call.
Oh, well, yeah, it's the same thing. It's 800-244-4444, right?
Yeah, but toll-free call could be a lot of different companies. I don't know why you would disguise an AT&T number.
Well, I'm not disguising it. Sometimes they just don't come up. If you call that number back, though, you will reach your local customer service number.
Yeah, I just might do that.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea, and then maybe you won't be such a bitch about it. Maybe you can apologize to me. Do you have, like, maybe a cell phone you could call it on right now so I can get my apology immediately? No? Okay, I'm going to hold on to her number while I call a few more here, because I want to call her back in a minute after she's had time to call that number so I can ask for an apology. And that is the main number for AT&T in that area. It covers several states. It's not my fault that it doesn't come up on caller ID. That's AT&T's fault. D damn it. Stupid AT&T ruining my prank calls.
Your call has been forwarded.
Hello?
Hello, David?
Yes.
Hi, I'm just calling to get an apology from your wife. This is Roy from AT&T. Could I talk to her real quick?
No, what is this about?
Oh, we're changing your phone number, but she was really rude to me, and she hung up on me, and she accused me of being a prank caller. So, she's
not going to apologize to you for nothing, because you're the one who called her a bitch.
I know, but that's
because
what's
your last name?
It's because she was being a bitch, though. It's her fault.
No, it's not her fault.
It is.
What? Who is your supervisor?
Why? You don't know him.
Let me talk to him.
No, you. I'm not giving you my supervisor.
Well, what is his name?
I don't have to tell you that. I'm just letting you know that your phone number is going to change. It's not a big deal.
Yes, it is, because we've had this number for a long time.
Right, yeah, 18 years, she said. So it's about time you let someone else have it.
No, that's not going to happen.
No, it's already happened. It's been sold to the highest bidder.
Well, I'm going to have to call AT&T and find out what's going on, and I want to know why you need to be calling here and calling my wife a bitch.
Well, because she's being a bitch. But anyway, if you have a problem with it, you need to talk to Carrot Top, because Carrot Top was the highest bidder on it. Apparently your number spells the word Carrot Top.
No, it doesn't, because we checked.
You checked what?
That it doesn't spell that.
No, you have to take the whole number into account, and some vowels are missing and stuff.
Where are you located?
And you know, it's like leet speak, like a number 3 is an E. And he's gone. I love that they checked. That's awesome that they checked. I can just see this married couple. Our number doesn't spell Carrot Top. Wait a minute. That's not right. I'm sure not getting very many old people in this neighborhood. I thought that's what I was supposed to get with phone books. I'm getting all young people. It's probably the old people that are not answering. Because most of these people are not answering because they know better.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic...
They know it's just going to be a scammer calling them, trying to trick them out of money. Old people know what's up.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mr. Loveland?
No, you have the wrong number.
Oh, it's not the Jessica residence?
No, it's not.
You don't have to lie to me. It's all right. I'm not a telemarketer. I'm just with the local phone company.
No, seriously, no.
Okay. I don't believe you, but whatever.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Okay, all right, bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello, Patricia?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Dave from AT&T. I needed to let you know we're going to be changing your home telephone number to a new number.
I don't have a home line with you guys.
Right, well, you have Comcast, but the line is actually owned by AT&T.
Uh-huh.
Right, so we're the owner of the number. They're just leasing the number from us. So we're going to be taking over your number, and you're going to have to talk to Comcast about getting a new phone number.
When's that happening?
Monday morning.
You guys didn't send me anything? This is only phone calls? It's the only notice?
Yeah, isn't that okay? Same thing, right?
No, I would really prefer it in writing.
Oh, well, too late now. Yeah, by the time we got it in writing, it would already be done.
Sounds great. Thanks.
But yeah, we're going to be... I'm pretty sure I just ruined her day.
Hello?
Hey, you forgot to say goodbye to me when you slammed down the phone.
Have a good night.
Why are you being like that?
Are you actually working for AT&T? Because if you are, I want your ID number, because I'd like to make a complaint.
Why has everyone asked for my ID number today? That's so weird.
It is. Don't call back.
Well, I'm just... All right, whatever. I was going to give it to her, too. I was going to give her my real ID number. But no. She doesn't want it, apparently. So I got this amazing idea a few minutes ago.
Oops. The number you have reached has been...
And that idea was to just look up a local AT&T wireless store in the city that I'm calling. And that way, not only will their caller ID have a local phone number, but it will also say AT&T on it. So they'll be more likely to pick up now. I'm such a genius. Hopefully it works. So far, I haven't had any better rate of answer, but I've only gone through about 5 numbers with my new caller ID. So we will see how that does on the second column of the telephone book.
Hello?
Hi, Megan?
Yes?
Hello, this is Roy from AT&T. I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be changing your telephone number, your home phone number.
Why?
Because somebody outbid you on it. It was actually a celebrity, and they just need your phone number for some reason.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no, it's definitely happening. It's already, the order's gone through and everything.
I don't even have AT&T.
I know, you have Comcast, but the number is owned by AT&T. Comcast just leases the lines from us. So I just needed to let you know you're gonna need to call Comcast and ask for a new phone number from them.
Carl, they said our phone number is being changed. A celebrity outbid us on it. Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, well, I
can't do that.
Carl can say fuck off all he wants, but we're still going to change your number. The order's gone through. It'll be effective Monday morning.
I want to talk to your manager right now.
Oh, I don't have a manager. This is a call center, stupid. But I can give you...
Talking to me like that in customer service? I don't think so. I want to speak to your supervisor right now.
Well, you know, if you ask for a supervisor, I'm just going to give you the guy next to me, and he'll pretend to be my supervisor. That's how we do it here.
I don't care.
So you want to talk to a pretend supervisor?
You're not going to use the F word with me.
No. I didn't use the F word. That was Carl using the F word. I was just repeating what he said.
Send me to your supervisor.
I was quoting
now.
Carl.
I don't care. You shouldn't have quoted him.
Yeah.
Look, you're in customer service.
Well, Carl shouldn't be saying that kind of things to people on the phone.
I'm telling you what your job should be. You called my home.
Hey, don't tell me how to do my job, bitch. I'm just letting you know that Monday morning...
She just called me a bitch. Hey. Send me to your supervisor now.
Hey, listen. I want to hear what Carl has to say.
No, send me to your supervisor now.
What's Carl ranting about? Is he drinking beer? Are you in danger, ma'am?
Send me to your supervisor.
He's not hitting you, is he? Like, I want to ask you to give me a code word. If he's hitting you, just say, just yell, send me to your supervisor.
Ask him, you know who asked about you last night? Little guy or girl?
Ask him. You know who asked about you last night? Ask him.
This is a joke.
Is Carl going to give me a zinger? Is that what it's going to be?
Guess who asked about you last night?
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm with AT&T. Monday morning, you're going to have a new phone number. You're going to need to call Comcast to find out what it is.
No, I'm not, and I want to talk to your supervisor now.
No, it's not up to you. There's a celebrity. His name is Carrot Top. You've probably heard of him. And your number...
I doubt it.
What phone number anyway?
Yeah, tell Carl to shut the fuck up, okay? I'm trying to explain things to you.
I'm not going to.
Why not?
No.
Are you afraid he'll hit you?
No.
He sounds abusive to me. I'm just worried for you, ma'am.
Okay, you just called me a bitch, and now you're calling me ma'am?
Well, what?
Seriously?
I'm trying to be nicer, because I'm worried for you.
I doubt it.
I really am, okay?
Nope. Carrot Top is buying our phone number.
Carrot Top don't live in Illinois, stupid.
He's from Illinois. Look on his Wikipedia.
The fuck he is.
Look at your phone number. It spells Carrot Top.
What?
Your phone number spells Carrot Top. Hi, Carl.
What phone number are you trying to buy?
Are you drunk?
What phone number are you trying to buy?
Are you drunk, Carl? I'm really concerned about Megan and her safety.
No, I'm not, but...
It sounds like you are.
Whoever this is, but whatever.
Okay. Yeah, just so you know, Monday morning, your number's not going to work anymore. You're going to need to call Comcast, and they'll give you a new phone number.
So Monday morning, my number's not going to work anymore. I call Comcast.
Correct, yes. And can you tell that kid in the background to shut the fuck up? Because we're trying to talk.
Hey, listen, let me tell you something.
All right.
Where are you at in Illinois, fuckstick?
I'm in Chicago. I'm in the call center.
You're in Chicago?
Yep.
Where are you at in Chicago?
Oh, I don't have to tell you that.
Exactly, because you're probably not in Chicago.
Okay, you win, but we'll see who's the winner on Monday morning when your number doesn't work anymore.
Monday morning.
Yep. You're going to need to call Comcast and arrange for a new telephone number. We can't do it because...
Really?
Yeah, we can't do it ourselves because you fired us as a phone company and you went to Comcast. You took your number to Comcast, you big jerks.
We never had AT&T with this phone number, so that was another good one.
Oh, don't lie. We know you did.
Nope.
Did
absolutely
so.
Absolutely not.
Yuh-huh.
We have
Comcast.
I had AT&T for 100 years till AT&T couldn't keep up with the program, but not with a house number, cell phones only.
Was that a zinger of some sort? I don't really get it.
Cell phones only were AT&T. Never had AT&T house phone.
Yeah, you did. You just don't remember. Phone. Probably nope. Megan set it up.
Nope.
All right, listen.
Did you ever set up AT&T?
This is fun, but I really got to get going. I have other people to call and let them know about their celebrity phone number takeovers and all that.
Celebrity phone number takeover.
Hey, at least look at the bright side. Now you have a celebrity's phone number. You can call him. You can call because it's going to forward to his cell number. You'll be able to call.
No, you're on my house phone.
Anytime you want, you can call Carrot Top and say hello.
You called my house.
Just dial 815 Carrot Top. Is that hilarious, Carl?
Oh, it's fucking funny, dude.
All right. Well, I got to let you go. I have a lot of other people to call now.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Okay.
Fuck off.
Oh, don't say that. I thought we were friends. Man. I thought me and Carl had a real connection there. God. Fucking Carl.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mrs. Luca Blish?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from AT&T. I just needed to call and let you know that we're going to be changing your telephone number, your home phone number, to a new number.
Why?
Somebody outbid you on your phone number.
Somebody what?
They outbid you. It's actually a celebrity. So they're going to take over your phone number.
Why?
Because your phone number spells a certain word that they want to use in their act, I guess.
Is this a joke?
No, of course not. No, he's a famous comedian, and he needs to use your phone number for some reason. He's from this area.
He likes my phone number.
Yeah, well, because it spells a certain word. You know, if you were to type in on the letters on the keypad, it spells...
What's the word?
Carrot Top.
You're kidding.
No, not at all, ma'am. Sorry to do this and everything. It's just, you know, he bid a lot of money because he really wants the number. He needs an easy-to-remember number for his act.
With the 815 number.
Yeah, that's the one. Yep, it's just a phone number. It's not a big deal, right?
Yeah, it is, because I've had the same number for as long as I've lived here.
Oh.
So for 41 years, yeah, it is a big deal.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you've had it long enough. Now you need to share it with someone else.
No, I don't think so.
Well, it's not up to you, because it's already been done. He's already bid the money, and the deal's already gone through. It's going to go into effect Monday morning.
So, come Monday morning, someone who wants to call me will not be able to?
Yeah, they're going to reach...
Is that what you're telling me?
They will reach Carrot Top instead.
And you think that's not a big deal?
Well, he'll probably... maybe you can ask him to give out your number to anyone that calls. Do people really call you on your landline anymore, though? I mean, don't you have a cell phone?
Yes, they do.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, maybe Carrot Top will you know, he'll give out your new number. He'll probably...
Well, my son works for AT&T.
Okay. That doesn't make any difference. I mean, it's not like he's the president. He doesn't have the power to stop this.
No, he isn't, but I never heard of such a thing.
Oh, yeah, it happens all the time. If a celebrity or a large business wants your number... Because it suits them, then they'll bid just an outrageous amount of money, and we have to accept it because we need the money.
So what is my new number going to be?
Okay, you ready? You got a pencil or a pen?
Okay, and how do I tell other people that this is no longer my number when it's in the phone book?
Oh, you're just going to have to wait for the new phone book to come out. It'll have your...
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, that's all.
But I bet you, like, Carrot Top, he's a nice guy. He'll probably give out your number to people.
He's not even funny. Who the hell are you kidding?
Well, I know. I didn't say he's funny.
Yeah,
I've seen him.
He's not even funny. Yes, okay.
Yeah, that's why he's famous, right? Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, he's famous. Hey, A lot of people are famous. The Kardashians are famous. Do you like them?
Oh, yeah. I watch that all the time.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Jersey Shore. I love that show.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
No, it's actually my favorite show. I don't see why you'd want to make
it
fun of me
be.
For that.
Yeah, it would be. Okay.
Why are you being mean to me? I'm not. It's not me doing this, personally.
Excuse me. You call me and tell me after 41 years now I have to give up my phone number? Like it's no big deal. It is a big deal.
But
I'm sorry, but it is.
It's for Carrot Top. It's for a good cause.
I don't care who the hell it's for.
He'll probably give out your number, but he'll use wacky situations to do it. You know, like he'll be really funny about it. So it'll be kind of like a free comedy act for anyone that calls you.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think it'll be? Well, I mean, maybe other people think it's funny. Maybe you just don't have a good sense of humor.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, because you sound like kind of mean and... You know, you don't sound like you're...
Yeah, I'm very bitchy.
You don't... Yeah, I was going to say that, but I didn't want to say it, you know?
Oh, go ahead.
No, it's all right. You said it. I don't want to say it. I don't want to get in trouble.
I think this is a joke.
No, it's not a joke. Carrot Top makes the jokes, not me.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't even make jokes.
Anyway, you ready for that new number?
Well, I guess I'll have to be, right?
Yep.
What is it?
Okay, area code 773.
Why would the area code 773? My area code is 815.
I know, but we've run out of area codes in your town. Like, we've run out of phone numbers, so it's going to be a long-distance call for anyone that calls local. Sorry about that.
You're sorry about a lot of things, I guess.
Yep.
773.
821-4571.
821.
Yep, 45.
821.
Yep, 4571. Yeah, 4571.
71.
You don't have to have such an attitude about it. It's not my fault.
Why are you calling me so late at night? That's another thing.
It's not late. It's only, what is it, 8:30, 8:20?
Well, it's not business hours. It's, 8:20.
You're just looking for something to complain about, aren't you?
No. I don't have to look far. It's right there. 773.
Yep.
821. 4571.
Yep, that's the one.
You're sure?
I'm positive. And you know what? This is going to be like a family reunion for you, because you'll be able to call all your family and let them know what your new number is. You should be thanking us, basically.
Oh, yeah, I should thank you, right.
Yeah, will you?
No.
Why not?
You got anything else for me that you want to say? If not, end the conversation.
I want to let you know that this is just a prank call. I'm not really with AT&T. I'm just.
So who the hell is this?
I'm just a random prank caller. I live in Springfield.
You live in Springfield, Illinois?
Yep.
Springfield, Kentucky?
No, Illinois.
Oh, in Illinois.
Yeah.
And you picked my number. Why?
Oh, just random, you know, just random
just
phone
random
number.
Just random to... stir up some crap. Oh.
Yeah, I thought it'd be hilarious. I'm a big Carrot
like
Top fan. Carrot Top.
The shit stirrer. No, I'm not a Carrot Top fan. Like I said, he's not even funny.
I know, but no, I was saying I'm a Carrot Top fan, and he likes to do stuff like this.
Oh, you are. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was hoping maybe if I did this, he would put me on his Twitter.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, I'm going to send this to him. I bet you he'll do it.
You think so?
Yeah, and then the whole world will be able to laugh at you. It'll be so awesome.
Oh, yeah. They could laugh at me, or you.
Yeah, one of us. It doesn't matter, as long as we get lots of Twitter hits. Great. Lots of retweets and stuff.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad it will amuse someone.
Yeah, that's all that matters, right? That we make amusing
really.
Content for people.
Oh, yeah. Let's amuse them, because they haven't got enough going on in their lives, right? Yeah,
everyone can use a little more amusement, even if it's at your expense.
Not this kind. This, to me, is not amusing.
Well, yeah, because you're the butt of the joke. But to everyone else, it'll be hilarious.
Nice. How nice. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
That lady, she's going to laugh about this tomorrow. She'll just laugh and laugh and laugh. She'll be like, Carrot Top, he really got one over on me yesterday. Or not Carrot Top, but whoever called me, I don't know.
Hello?
Hello, Paul?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from AT&T. I just needed to let you know we're going to be changing your telephone number.
Why are you doing that?
Because somebody outbid you on it. They needed your number because it spells a certain word for their business. So they're gonna take over your number beginning Monday morning, this coming Monday.
All right.
So if you'd like, I can go ahead and
get written notification of this.
No, it'll probably be too late, because if I sent something out now, I don't think it would get there by Monday. Or maybe it would, I don't know. Anyway, I can give you your new phone number, if you like.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, you ready?
No. Let me find something to write down.
Have you had this number long?
Ever since we've been here.
Oh, that doesn't answer my question.
For about 15 years.
Oh, okay. That's not too long, then.
Didn't answer yet.
It's not very long at all.
Well, that's relatively speaking.
Yep. I mean, you're probably like 70 or something, so that's just a drop in the bucket.
I'm not certain how to respond to that.
Well, I'm
Are
just
you
saying.
Legitimate?
Of course.
All right, what's the number?
Okay, it's going to be area code 310-573-3. Hello? Sir? Hello? Hello, sir? Sir, hello? Hello, sir? Sir, hello? Well, he just hung right up for that. I was giving him a Los Angeles area code. I think that that made him not believe me for some reason.
Hello?
Hello, Steve?
Maybe. Who is this?
Well, this is AT&T. I just needed to call and let you know we're going to be changing your phone number on Monday morning.
You are?
Yep.
To what?
You got a pencil? I've got the number here if you'd like that.
Why would you change my phone number?
Because it's been someone outbid you for it.
Oh, I didn't know that was in a bidding contest.
Yeah, well, it's just it's a celebrity, and he wanted your number for some reason. I guess your number spells something related to his, you know, his work or whatever. So he needs your number.
That's interesting. So everybody that has my phone number is going to be calling him.
Yeah, well, you'll need to give the new number out to the people you know. And you won't be able to, like, please don't give out his number because he's a celebrity. He doesn't want everyone having his number.
This is crazy shit. I've never heard of this before.
Oh, yeah. Well, it happens occasionally whenever a large business wants a number because it spells out something in their business or whatever. It happens, you know.
How come I wasn't given an option?
Well, because he has more money. He sent in the money.
No, you don't know that.
Well, it's over $100,000 that he bid for this phone number.
And I still wasn't given an option. Okay. Not that I would have, but I think it's horseshit.
Okay, well, I think your face is horseshit, you motherfucker. You don't have to talk to me like that. I'm just trying to do my job here.
Really? Doesn't sound like you are.
So do you want the new number? We set all this up for you with Comcast, so you don't have to do it. It's really nice of us. I think you'd appreciate it.
Well, I guess I will. And then I can call whoever I can call at AT&T or whatever the hell this is all about. Because I think this is a bunch of horseshit. And I don't like the way your attitude is. I'm just telling you that.
Oh, you started it.
Horseshit, and I think that's legit.
I was being completely nice, and you started in with the cursing at me. So if you're going to curse at me, I'm allowed to curse at you.
No, I did not curse at you. I said the situation is horseshit, and you're the one.
Yeah, that's called cursing. Horseshit is cursing.
Well, you do, but it wasn't directed at you. It was directed at the whole situation with AT&T. So go right ahead with my phone number.
Well, maybe I don't want to give you the phone number now. I'll just let you figure it out. You can call. He hung up. Some people, I swear, try to do my job and they just start cursing at me.
Hello?
Hi, is James there?
Yes, hold on, please.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, James. This is Roy from AT&T.
Hi, Roy. How you doing?
Pretty good. I just needed to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number. On Monday morning, you're going to have a new telephone number.
Why is that?
Somebody else wanted your phone number, so we're going to be giving it to them.
Huh?
You know, they asked for a personalized telephone number.
Okay.
So we're going to give them your phone number, and you're going to get a new phone number.
No, I don't think so.
Well, no, it's already done. It's been done. It's going to take effect Monday morning.
You just can't take my phone number away.
Well, sure I can. It's not your phone number. You don't own it. It's the phone company's phone number.
Forever.
How long is forever? Like 30 years?
For a long time.
Oh, how long?
Long time.
How long is that?
You say this is from AT&T and somebody wanted our phone numbers. Ours is going to change Monday morning.
No.
No.
Oh, it's not up to you.
I'll keep my own phone number.
No, it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to us, and we're changing it whether you want it changed or not.
No, you can't do it. I'm sorry.
Yes, we can. We're the phone company. We can do whatever the fuck we want, sir. I think he dropped the phone or something. Just wait till Monday morning, James.
Hello?
Hi, Michelle?
Yes.
Hi, this is David from Comcast. I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number on Monday morning.
Why?
Someone else wanted your phone number, so we gave it to them. So we're going to give you a brand new one.
No, thanks. We're going to keep our phone number.
Oh, no, it's already been done. It's been done, and it's going to take effect Monday morning. It's already in the computer. You don't really get a choice.
What is this?
They're going to change our phone number.
No, they're not.
Oh, hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Lyman?
Yes?
Hi, this is Dave from Comcast.
Yeah?
And I just needed to let you know we've changed your phone number. It's going to take effect Monday morning.
Why did you change our phone number? Nobody called or... We did not give permission, and who are you? And
I already told you who I am. Yeah, they just wanted it like ASAP, and they bid a lot of money on it, so we're giving them your phone number, and you'll get a brand new one.
No, absolutely not. I'm sorry, but you said your name is Dave?
Yeah, it's Dave from Comcast.
Dave from Comcast. And Dave, what is your last name?
Westwood.
And Dave, what is the number that I can call you back at?
1-800-COMCAST.
And what is the reason that this phone number's changed?
Well, there's a celebrity that wanted your phone number. I guess your number spells something related to his act. And he just wants your phone number because it spells a certain word.
Well, we're not giving it up.
Well, no, it's not up to you. You don't own the phone number. The phone number belongs to Comcast.
Well, no, that's bullshit. No way.
Yeah, well, no, you don't get a choice. It's not up to you. It's Comcast's phone number. We're just leasing it to you, you know?
I'm sorry, but no.
Technically, it doesn't even belong to us. It belongs to AT&T, but AT&T is working with us. They're going to let us keep it, and they're going to let us give it to the celebrity.
I don't give a shit just because somebody's a celebrity that they get a phone number. I mean, if I wanted somebody else's phone number, can I go get it?
Yeah.
Or I can't because I'm not a celebrity.
Oh, no, you can do it. You just need a bunch of money. He bid $230,000 for your phone number because he's going on tour this summer, and he needs a phone number that spells a clever word or whatever. It's for Carrot Top. Do you know who Carrot Top is?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's... He's taking your phone number.
No, that's not going to happen.
Oh, it's already happened, sir. You don't tell us how to do our job. This is what happens. You can't just keep your number forever.
Wait a minute. I don't tell you how to do your job. You're going to, hang on. I'm a customer, and you're going to talk to me like that?
Yeah, well, you were cursing at me a second ago, so I can tell you whatever I want.
Well, here, let me tell you this, then. Go fuck yourself.
Did you hear his wife yell at him? And his wife, she had the caller ID box. I think she was waving it up in the air. She's like, oh, it doesn't have his phone number. It doesn't have Comcast. Because my number says AT&T. I think her wife has never heard her husband curse like that. Tonight in bed, she's going to be like, honey, that was so manly the way you cursed like that. I haven't heard you curse like that since 1953. And then you know what happens next.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Lynch?
Yes.
Hi, this is Carl from Comcast.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know we're going to be changing your telephone number on Monday morning to a new number. And I have your
name. Why is that?
Oh, somebody else wanted it, so we gave it to them. So we're going to give you a brand new number.
Hold on a second.
But I have the number here if you'd like that.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Lynch. This is Roy from Comcast.
Yes?
And I just needed to let you know we're going to be changing your telephone number on Monday morning.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, we are.
Why is that?
Because somebody else wants the number, so we gave it to them.
Why would you do that when I've had this number for 30 years?
Because they wanted the number and they bid on it. They bid a bunch of money.
What did they bid on? They bid on my phone number?
Yeah, it's for a celebrity. They want it because your number.
I don't care. It's for President Obama. I don't care. This is a joke phone call, right?
No, it's not a joke phone call. It's a celebrity.
You're telling me today's Wednesday and you're changing my number Monday?
Yeah,
you're out of your mind.
Monday morning. We sent you a letter about this. Did you get the letter?
No, you did not.
Oh, yes, we did.
I never received a letter from Comcast.
You probably thought it was junk mail or something and threw it away.
So what are you going to give me in return for this? Since you bid up my number made $10,000, what are you going to give me?
Oh, it was way more than $10,000, sir. No, we're going to give you a new phone number. That's what you get.
Well, then you're going to lose a customer for Comcast then, okay?
Well, we don't care because we just got over $250,000 from Carrot Top.
I don't believe you.
So if you want to be a dick about it, you know, we're just trying to do my, I'm just trying to do my job. Now, do you want your new number or do you want to cancel?
Give me the new number. And you know what? And I want to talk to your supervisor about the language that you're saying about.
Yeah, I thought we were going to lose a customer. Now you want your new number. The story changes. You're full of shit is what it is. Anyway, I have the number here. Are you ready?
Sure.
815.
Okay.
239-6845. That's a better number anyway, in my opinion.
Can you repeat that number, please?
239-6845. Much better number. It's a change. It's a refreshing change in your life.
Are you trying to be a smart aleck about this or what?
A smart ass, not a smart aleck.
Okay. Well, so who really is this? Because I don't believe you.
No, I don't care if you believe me. Monday morning, you'll see who's telling the truth. That's what I've been telling everyone tonight. That's pretty much my catchphrase for this show.
Oh. For what show?
Oh, forget I said that. Never mind.
Oh.
Oh, no. Okay, look. Oh, no, for real. I'm actually I'm a wacky morning radio DJ. I'm with the Skippy and Dippy show here in Chicago.
Okay.
And, yeah, we're just prank calling you. We're not really changing your number. We just wanted to hear you get angry.
Oh, how'd I do?
Pretty good. Yeah, you got really mad. You cursed a little bit.
No, I didn't curse. You did.
No, you cursed first, and then I cursed after you.
No, you're the one who cursed first.
Oh, well, I have a recording, and we're going to be playing it on the radio tomorrow morning, so we'll see who's right.
Okay, great.
Do we have your permission? We need your permission to play the phone call?
No.
Yes, we do need your permission. What do you mean, no?
I mean, no, I'm not giving you my permission.
Oh, okay, well, you know what? I'm a loose cannon here. I'm going to do it anyway. What do you think of that?
I'm going to do it anyway.
You be listening to 100.3 The Gerbil tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., okay?
You think I'm going to get up in the morning and listen to that?
It's a hilarious show. We're going to have Carrot Top's a special guest tomorrow.
I retired just so I don't have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but this is a special occasion. You're going to be on the radio. You're famous, sir.
Okay, I'll try to listen to it.
All right. Thanks. You can call in if you want.
Okay.
All right. Bye, honey baby. Sweet tits.
Hi, Brad. It's Sana calling here. I think you should do a show on cats because I like cats. Okay. I also think that you're...
Do you want to put little bow ties on them?
Hobo, but that's absolutely fine because you have a sexy voice. Anyway, maybe you could do a show on hobo cats or something. I don't know. It's just an idea.
Hobo cats.
Well, actually, I've got another idea. Why don't you
Does it involve cats?
Call some random people and tell them that your cat's pregnant.
Of course.
And that you want them to pay child maintenance for the kittens or something. I don't know. Just an idea. Anyway, speak to you soon. Bye.
I'm sorry. I was thinking about cats again.
Hey, Brad. It's your favorite boy from 609. Hey, man, I've had a serious question that's been bothering me since I was, like, younger. I just never bothered asking you before. How did you do this auto part prank phone calls where, like, they would call you up or whatever? Was that something like Crank Yankers, or you made that, or did
that? We worked there at the auto parts store. I had a job there, and I just answered the phones like that.
It happened.
Don't you believe me?
Whenever I listened to your shows back then, like, I always wondered that. But they're awesome stuff, dude. I always loved your stuff back in high school and everything like that. And now I'm old fuck, sitting at my home alone, listening to you pretending I have friends. But, oh well, that's all I had to ask, man. Keep up the good work, but seriously, let me know.
So, back in my reckless youth, you know, my 30s, 20s, I guess, late 20s, I used to do this thing a lot, where I would call up the telephone company, and I would pretend to be with the company, like the auto parts store company, and I would say, hey, our phones are broken. Come here and fix them. And we'd set up an order for them to come and fix the phones. And then I would ask, in the meantime, do you think you can just forward all of our calls to my cell phone so we don't lose a bunch of business? And the phone company would be like, sure, why not? This sounds completely legit. And that's pretty much it. That's how we did it. We did that with the pizza calls, the old pizza calls. And originally, I did that with a few movie theaters. I actually forwarded movie theater phones to payphones and sat there at payphones and answered them. We did an ISP in Ohio, covered the entire state of Ohio, and we were receiving all of their tech support calls. That was a fun day. Yeah, we did a ton of that stuff back then. I don't do it anymore today because I'm pretty sure that's probably kind of illegal, and I probably shouldn't be doing that, and I wouldn't suggest anyone else try that, even though it probably still works today. But it was a lot of fun back then. We would forward the business lines to the PLA party line, the voice bridge thing, and anyone calling into the voice bridge could answer calls.
Brad, I did something really awful last night. I was playing Grand Theft Auto, actually, and...
Oh, you're the guy that kept killing me last night, right? PLA guy?
A cactus, and I accidentally ran over it. I'm really sorry. Like,
you bastard.
I know what they mean to you, but I'm really sorry. Just, like, you know,
it's okay.
I'm really sorry.
We've all done it. Actually, I love running over the cactuses because they make this really satisfying crunching sound. Cactuses and those yellow poles in the middle of the road. I love running those things over. I think it's like an ASMR thing. Those are the best video game sounds ever.
Dear Brad, it is Corbin Guy, and I'm giving you a telephone call to say thank you for receiving the sticker packet and giving me feedback that you have received it. I have made the decision that I am now, for on word of time, going to use my radio voice every time I talk to people. This is my radio voice. How do I sound?
That won't be creepy in real life.
Time radio. Everything should be A-okay. Congratulations. That was an awesome show that you did last week. I don't know what show I'm referring to because you have not done one in quite a while. You should do another. Goodbye.
Bye, Corbin. Yeah, Corbin sent me a huge box, well, not a huge box, but a very sizable box filled with sticker art that he makes, and I'm going to be handing those out with Patreon packages and anyone that orders PLA stuff. I've been sending them out with orders, so if you want your very own Corbin Oregon Guy sticker art, sticker spray paint art, some of it with cactuses on it, all you have to do is order something from phonelosers.com/store. And you get a free Corbin sticker. I probably have over 100 stickers right now.
Hey, Brad, it's Gloria. This is going to be really quick, but I left you a few prank requests. And I'd really appreciate it, you know, as a friend to a friend, as my birthday is coming up soon. I would really appreciate it if you could possibly just do one of my prank requests. Left you about 3. One of them
this
is...
This entire show is nothing but your prank request. So I fulfilled my obligation for your birthday. And I can just ignore those prank requests that you emailed me, I guess.
Apartment call from my old apartment with a cunt of a landlord. Sorry if you can't say that, but she is. Anyway, the other...
FCC, they're going to shut me down for that. Thanks a lot, Gloria.
The other two are from my mother. You called her once, and you said you would call her again because she is a total cunt. And
I don't think I said I would call her again. I never say things like that.
Two ideas. Please just do one of those calls. If you want to do all 3, you'll be my fucking savior. Or just... It comes down to 2, but I gave you, like, 2 ideas for 1. So, Anyway, thank you so much. Please do one of them. Please, 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 please. Thank you.
I'll get to it. I think you're number 200 in line right now.
Hello, Brad. It is the angry Indian calling. I am very mad. I am very mad because you have no Indian on your show. You only have white people. Oh, my God, I have to go.
Sorry. I'll try to make some Indian friends ASAP and bring them in on the show, whether or not they're funny.
Brad, it's the angry Indian calling you again. I get very upset with you because you never have Indian people on your show, and you are racist, Brad. You are racist, and you have no Indians on your show. And it makes me so mad. And I have
Sorry.
To make curry spicy, my Brad.
Sorry.
Hey, Brad, it's Olga. I have a joke for you. It's not a phone joke, but it's a joke,
again.
And I totally just thought of it today, driving around.
All right.
Anyway, the joke is, what do you call a homeless butt?
I don't know. What do you call a homeless butt?
A bum.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
Isn't that the best joke ever? Okay, bye.
Where do you come up with these, Olga? I can't believe you haven't written 5 joke books by now. I guess this is as good a time as any to remind everyone that they should be supporting the Snowplow Show in one of 2 ways. Number 1 would be financially, either through patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. That's always nice when people do that. I really appreciate everyone that does that. But if you don't want to support the show financially, then you are required to share the show with as many people as you possibly can. Share the show on your Facebook and on your Twitter and, you know, everywhere. Get your family and friends into the show and your coworkers, and just do everything in your power to make more people listen to this show. That would be really great. I would really appreciate it. Thank you, everyone, for the support. We're going to get back to the show, which I recorded yesterday, by the way. Today is Thursday. All of these calls were made on a Wednesday. So here is the rest of the show, because you haven't heard enough of the same prank call over and over and over.
I'm Marty McFly from Hill Valley, California. After a long day of running all over town, making out with my mom, and trying to get the sports almanac back from Biff, I like to sit back with a cold glass of Pepsi Perfect and listen to prank phone calls on Cacti Radio.
You've got to come back with me.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Doc, again? I'm a kid, for Christ's sakes. Can't you endanger the life of someone your own age for a change? Why the hell is Goldie Wilson here with you? What did she do this time, Doc?
So I have a really great idea. What if I just go on the air right now? It's 1 hour until Neon Show starts, Neon Nights. And I can just do a pre-show, just like the good old days, and I'll just keep doing these calls. It's kind of pointless, because I'm not going to be asking for ideas, really. I'm just going to be doing the same old thing. There's going to be tons of ringing telephones. But what the hell? Let's go on the air. Why not, right? Hey, everybody. I'm on the air. This is RBCP. You've been listening to Dialer on the Prank Call Nation Network machine. You guys, I'm doing maybe 30 minutes, maybe 45 minutes. I've been doing this thing for about, I don't know, 2 hours now. 2 hours and 19 minutes, according to my recording software. I've been constantly calling people out of the phone book in the same area that I always call, thanks to Scott, listener Scott, who sent me this phone book. And I'm telling them all that I'm changing their telephone number. So most of what you're going to hear is ringing telephones, answering machines, disconnected messages. That's most of what you're going to hear. I can promise you that. But every once in a while, you're going to hear someone get really upset because they're going to lose their telephone number. A lot of people are telling me fuck off. A lot of people are cursing that have never cursed in their lives before, I think. So I'm 3/4 of the way through this telephone book page, so I don't have much longer to go. I don't think I'm going to make it an entire hour tonight. But it's okay. Then you just have to wait a little bit, and Neon's going to be on. I'm going to edit this down to 30 minutes. Hello, Margaret?
Yes?
Hi, Margaret. This is Roy from AT&T. I just needed to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number on Monday morning.
Why?
Somebody else wanted your phone number, so we gave it to them.
What? My home phone number?
Yeah, the 6869 number.
I've had it for 44 years. Why do you want to give it to somebody else?
Well, they like the sequence of numbers. because it's like 6869.
And you can't just change my phone number.
Well, yeah, we own the number. It's not like you own it. You're not the owner of the number. But it's actually a comedian that outbid us on it. He might find this interesting. He bid $125,000 for your phone number.
So do I get the $125,000?
Oh no, we get that. It's a comedian. He's going on tour this summer. His name's Carrot Top, and he likes your number because it ends with 6-9. Because 6-9.
Yeah, but that does not make me laugh.
It's part of
I've had this number forever.
It's part of his act, though, the whole 69 thing. That's Carrot Top's thing.
Don't choose somebody else's number that ends with 69.
I know, but yours is very unique. Sequence of numbers.
That's why I like it.
Yeah, because, he wants your number, and he's already bid on it. It's already a done thing. It's going to go into effect Monday morning.
And so what's my number going to be?
Oh, I've got that right here. Would you like it? Do you have a pencil?
So everybody I've ever done business with in the last however many years, I have to inform them I've got a new telephone number?
Yes, ma'am. But on
this
the upside...
is ridiculous.
No, listen. On the upside, all the telemarketers that call you all the time, they're not going to have your number anymore.
They don't call me.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully the new number you're getting didn't belong to someone that had a lot of telemarketers on the line. Because you'll be getting all of their old calls.
I do not like this.
Yeah, there's not much I can do. I'm just the messenger,
Well, okay, this is where we kill the messenger, right?
I hope not. Is that a threat?
Well, sounds like it.
Oh, so
I don't want my number changed.
I know, it sucks. How long have you had it again?
About 44 years.
Okay, well, you've had it long enough. It's time to let it go and let someone else have it.
No, it's not.
Like, why do you need a phone number for that long? That's crazy.
Because that's what I have.
Yeah.
Since before we had cell phones and everything else, that's been my phone number.
Well, it's still going to be a home phone. We're not changing it to a cell phone. It's all right. It's no big deal.
It is a big deal. It's a big deal to me.
Yeah, but you don't matter to us. We get $125,000 for this from Carrot Top.
Yeah, right.
We do.
No, Carrot Top. I don't like him.
Well, it's not me personally. You don't like Carrot Top? Everyone likes Carrot Top.
No, they don't.
Well, I mean, a lot of people do. He's on TV, and he has his own show in Vegas or Reno or wherever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It doesn't make him likable.
Well, it does. It means everyone goes to see him. He's really popular.
Well, not with me.
Have you ever watched him on TV? He does all those props and stuff.
I don't like him. I've never liked him.
Have you ever tried to watch him, though? Because he does all those really funny jokes with props.
Yes, and that's why I don't like him. I tried to watch him.
Did you ever see the one where he had a baby nailed to a board and he said, baby on board?
No.
I love that one. He's really muscular.
So?
I mean, he could kick your ass. You know, you threaten me, guess what? Carrot Top could kick your ass. Anyway, I have your number here. Would you like your new phone number?
Well, how am I going to give it to people if I don't have it?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do you want it?
Yes.
All right. Are you ready? Here it goes. Area code 618.
It's the wrong area code.
Well, no, this is your new area code.
No, I don't live in area code 618.
Well, I know that, but you know what? Phone numbers just are irrelevant today because everyone has... People don't pay attention to what phone numbers are. They won't even notice they're getting charged long distance when they call you. So it's okay.
No, it's not okay.
Well, this is all we have. We're out of 815 area codes. Area code 618-911 is the prefix. 1733. Starting Monday morning, that's your new phone number. And you can call that local number to set up your voicemail. 911-1733. I'm sorry, I'm just kidding. That's not really your number. I'm just kidding, ma'am. I'm sorry. You know, when I start thinking of Carrot Top, I just become a comedian myself. All right, do you want your real number? Hello, Margaret?
Yes.
I'm just kidding. We're not really changing your number. Carrot Top doesn't even live there. It was just a joke. Just a joke, ma'am.
Wasn't funny.
It's funny to me. All right, do you want your new number for real?
What do you think?
All right, it's area code 815. Come on, how could we be out of 815 phone numbers? That's ridiculous. Margaret, hello?
Yes.
Okay, you're not talking. Why aren't you talking?
I'm mad.
Why are you mad?
What do you think?
Is it because we're changing your number or because I was kidding the whole time?
Both.
Okay, all right. Your new number is 815-521-8737. We're also giving you a new address.
Yeah.
Would you like that?
Sure.
Ma'am, I'm just kidding. I'm with the Wacky Morning Radio Station. I'm with 100.3 The Gerbil.
Okay.
We're also giving you a new hairstylist. Hello, ma'am, Margaret?
Yes.
We've changed your car insurance.
Sure.
Why are you still on the phone?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you. I was just kidding around.
Yay.
This is, I'm stealing this act from Carrot Top. This is one of the things he does in his HBO stand-up special.
Maybe that's why I don't like him.
Yeah, maybe. You should give him a try, though. He's really funny. Like, go on the internet and look up Carrot Top on YouTube. I like him, personally.
That's nice.
Okay. Well, I'll let you go, then.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you. everyone in the chat room is making me giggle too much. I shouldn't have gone on the air with this. I kept having to mute the mic, thanks to you guys. Thanks to Nunu and Dust Bernadette. They're the ones whose ideas I stole. Okay, next one.
Hello.
Hello, is Patricia there?
She's not. This is Brian. Can I help you with something?
Oh, hey, Brian. This is Roy from AT&T. I just needed to let you know that we're going to be changing your phone number. Your Comcast phone number.
Why is that?
Somebody else wanted your number, so we gave it to them. And we're going to be giving you a new number.
And how does that happen?
Oh, you know, they bid a bunch of money for it because they really wanted it. So we gave it to them, and then we'll just give you a new one.
I don't think so.
Oh, no, it's been done. I'm not asking permission. It's already been done. So Monday morning, you're going to have a new telephone number. I'm just calling to give you the phone number if you'd like.
Well, we're not changing. You can just shut it all off as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, well, you're going to have to call Comcast.
No, I'm not going to fucking call anybody, you asswipe.
Well, I'm not with Comcast. I'm with AT&T. We're the actual owners of the number. Comcast just leases the number from us. So it's up to you to cancel your service.
Well, anyway, goodbye.
Okay, well, you don't have to yell at me and be a dick. Holy shit. Wow, that guy just went off. What the hell was that? What the hell was that?
Hello.
Hello. Is this Joss?
Who is this, please?
This is Roy from AT&T. I just needed to let you know. We're going to be changing your telephone number.
You're going to be changing our telephone number?
Yeah, you're going to get a brand new telephone number. It's like a brand new start, basically.
When is this going to happen?
It's going to start Monday morning. So this weekend, you're going to want to call all of your relatives and friends and let them know that we're changing your number.
Now, you are from AT&T?
That's correct.
Why wouldn't I get a letter from AT&T instead of having a call like this?
Oh, well, because it's a celebrity that wanted your number, and he wanted it really fast, and he paid a lot of money to get it. Really fast.
Yeah, I think I'll wait till I hear from AT&T. Thank you.
Well, I am AT&T, you big stupid. I'm letting you know you are hearing from me.
They're changing our phone number.
I just
wearing the right gear. I don't know, but I think it's a bunch of baloney.
Baloney? Sir, hello?
You can put away the heavy jackets and the umbrellas. A lot more sun tomorrow and warmer temperatures. Still looking.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, who is this, please?
I'm with the tracing service. You just initiated a trace. Would you like to trace the last number that called you?
Not really, thank you.
Well, what'd you call for then, you big asshole?
All right, he hung up. He only dialed one digit. What the hell was that? There's one-digit numbers now? Maybe it was supposed to be a speed dial on his cordless phone or something.
Hello.
Hello, David?
Yes.
This is Roy from AT&T. I just need to let you know we're going to be changing your telephone number to a new number.
Really?
Yes.
How come?
Somebody else wanted your phone number, so we gave it to them, and you're going to be getting a brand new phone number.
Really?
Yes, really.
So how come I don't believe you?
I don't know. Why don't you believe me?
I don't see why you need to change my number.
You don't see what?
I don't understand why.
Oh, so you don't understand something, so therefore I must be a liar. That makes a lot of sense. Anyway, I have your new number here. It's going to be changed first thing Monday morning, if you'd like the new number.
You call me back tomorrow, okay?
No, I will not. I don't work tomorrow. Whatever.
Bueno.
Hello, is this Josie?
Hello?
Hi, is this Mrs. Macias?
Hello?
Hi, what you doing? Hi.
I'm sleeping now.
No, you're not. You're talking on the phone.
Don't call me.
No, I'm calling from your phone company. We're changing your number. Fine, then. Sleeping, whatever. It's like 9:30 there. Who goes to sleep at 9:30? So I'm starting to get more answers. I guess it's because it's later in the evening.
The Mac residence,
you guys, I'm almost finished with this phone book page, so I don't think I'm going to be on much longer. But it's okay, because Neon's going to be on in about 35 minutes. It's going to be the Neon Nights show. It's going to be the best thing ever. I'm going to be listening while I play GTA all night. This guy's an old man. He'll pick up.
Hello?
Hello, Mark?
Depends who's calling.
Oh, okay, smartass. This is Roy from AT&T. I'm calling to let you know we're going to be changing your telephone number. We're going to be giving you a new
telephone number?
Yeah. You know the numbers that people call to reach you?
Yeah, but I don't want you to change my telephone number. I've had this for like 50 years.
50? Wow, that's a long time. Yeah, we're going to be changing it.
I'm probably canceling my house phone anyway, and that gives me a real good reason to save $60 a month.
Okay, well, if you want to do that, that's fine. I can't do that for you, but I can give you your new phone number. It's going to take effect on Monday.
No, I don't care about it.
You don't care about your new phone number?
No.
Okay.
What'd I just say?
Well, you don't have to be a smartass, you fucking asshole.
Well, I'm not being a smartass. I mean, you're telling me you're going to do something. I don't want it done.
Okay, well, it's going to happen, whether you want it done or not.
Hey, we're getting a new phone number, dear.
No, you're not, because you won't take it.
Why? My wife wants to know why.
Okay, why don't you put her on? I'll talk to her, because she's probably right. Not an asshole like you.
I'm a smartass. Put you on the phone.
Well, then hang up.
You said we get a new number.
Yeah,
no
do what your wife says.
Don't know it. How are we going to tell people?
Then cancel it.
You can't.
Then tell them not to change it.
You can't.
Whatever.
My wife said whatever.
Yeah, you listen to your wife, right? Like, do what your wife says, because you don't have a mind of your own.
Why are you talking to me like that?
Well, you started it.
Let me talk to him.
Oh, here we go.
Hello.
Hi.
I started what?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Roy from AT&T. I just needed to let you know we're going to be changing your telephone number.
Why?
somebody else wants your phone number, so we gave it to them.
Well, that's too bad. We already have it.
I know, but we've already given it to them. You're going to have a new number.
You can't give it out. It's already taken.
No, no, we own the number. You don't own the number.
We've had the number for longer than probably you've been alive.
Probably, but the fact is...
No, they already gave the phone number away to somebody else.
Yeah, somebody else gets it Monday. But it's okay. You get a new phone number. It's like a brand new start.
Well, you can take it and shove it, man.
It sounds like you wear the pants in the family. Wow. She really does wear the pants in the family.
Hello?
Hi, could I talk to Mrs. McKenzie, please?
Do you want to talk to him? She doesn't want to talk to you. Can I take a message?
Well, can you ask
her? Did you tell her that you already gave our phone number to somebody else?
Yeah, I did, and she was a huge bitch to me, and I want an apology.
Listen, wait a minute. He was what?
She was a bitch.
I got to turn this down.
Yeah, turn your hearing aid up. Turn the TV down.
No.
She was a bitch.
Why are you, excuse me. Maybe I answered the phone the way I do because all the phone calls we got for people selling stuff, trying to...
Well, I'm not selling you anything.
I know. I understand that. That's why I had the attitude I did to start with.
Okay. Well, you're both
but
bitches,
you're telling me,
basically.
Wait a minute. I've had this phone number since 1975.
Well,
how can I lose my phone number?
It's time to give it up, right?
No, it's not. Excuse me.
People don't
What's your name, by the way? I'm going to take information. I'm going to go further in this. I do not want to lose this phone number.
People don't use phone numbers anymore. They use email addresses and...
Why do you think I still have a home phone number? Because I use this phone number. I do not want
to
lose it.
Well, it's weird because earlier you were saying you don't care.
AT&T has a problem. They can't just take my phone number away.
It's not me. It's
court.
There's a celebrity that wants your phone number. And
I don't care.
Because your phone number spells his name.
He can't have it. Nobody can have my phone number.
No,
who can I talk to?
Excuse me,
I got to get a piece of paper.
Shut up.
What are you telling me to shut up?
He already took it. He's going to have it.
What is your name?
He's going to have it Monday morning.
No, this is not going to happen.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, excuse me, this is not going to happen.
No, it's already happened. It's in the computer.
No, it can't already happen. I'll get a lawyer and fight this.
You're going to get a lawyer over a phone number? It's just a phone
number.
That's right. Phone numbers
change
all the time.
You can call me and give me an option.
Who can I call tomorrow
to discuss this with?
You know your area code's changing in your city, right? So you're going to have a new number anyway.
No, I don't know this.
Oh, yeah, you should know that.
People can inform me about this.
Oh, no, you'd have to keep up on current events. It's not our problem if you can't keep up on current events. Your area code's changing, so you're going to have a new number anyway. You big dummy. But anyway,
what's your name, please?
Earlier you didn't even care. You're like,
I'll just
cancel my service. But now you're acting like it matters. My name's Roy.
Right, okay. And what other information can I have of you? Who do you work for?
AT&T, I already told you that.
AT&T, okay. Who is your boss?
I don't have to tell you that.
How can I contact somebody about the situation?
You call AT&T.
I do not want to lose my phone number.
Well, you don't have a choice. It belongs to Carrot Top now.
I'm sorry. Then I will give... can I call your number that showed up AT&T? I don't even have a phone number for you.
Yeah, well, no, the phone number's on the call.
Excuse me. What information do I get about yourself so I can call and do something? I want all your information.
You know who Carrot Top is, the famous comedian? He wants your phone number, and we gave it to him.
I don't care who Carrot Top is. I don't care who wants my phone number.
Okay.
Nobody gets my phone number.
Is your wife the top in the relationship?
Pardon me?
Your wife. She seems like she's in charge. Maybe I should be talking to her.
No, you're totally wrong there.
Oh, because, I mean, it sounded
this is
like...
my phone number. I've had this number for, since, like I said, 1975, when I just met my wife a few years ago.
Since the Nixon administration.
This is my phone number.
Is that since the Nixon administration? You should say that. That sounds older. Would it be Nixon, 75? I don't even know. I'm a dropout.
I have no idea. I just know what time when I moved to this area. I moved to this area in 1975, and I got this phone number in 1975.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Now, Roy, what other information can I have to you, and who can I call? Who's your boss?
I can give you your new phone number. That's going to be your new phone number.
I don't want a new phone number. I am not accepting a new phone number.
Okay,
I'm not losing my old phone number.
It's going to happen whether you accept it or not, you big dummy.
I'm asking you one more time.
Give me a phone number. I can call tomorrow and talk to somebody that is authority over you or somebody at your office that I can talk to.
It's 1-800-AT&T.
And I'm not going to get nowhere on that.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't. I've called 800-AT&T, and they won't even know who Roy is and what they even call. What you even called me about.
Call 1-800-AT&T and ask for Roy. They'll know who I am.
Tomorrow morning, you're going to be at work?
Yeah, I'll be here. First thing in the morning, I'm working a double.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, can I talk to your wife now?
She won't talk to you.
Why not? Is she angry?
Yes, she won't talk to you because maybe I'll ask her if she's angry.
Okay, let's hear it. I want to hear her answer.
Are you angry, dear?
Yeah.
She said, yes, you have no right to take the phone number, what she said.
Okay, well, it's just a phone number. It's like an IP address.
No, it's not just a phone number. What if somebody called you and said they're taking your child away from you?
It's not just a phone number. Child, it's a phone number.
You know what? The funny thing about this is, and what I did say earlier, I'll repeat it. I've been thinking of canceling my house phone for many months to save $60.
So do it.
But I didn't do it because of the phone number.
Yeah.
Because I've had it for so long. I just had a call tonight on it right before you for somebody that did not have my cell number.
It's like an
That's one reason I'm keeping it.
It's,
how do all these people
Shut up.
Don't tell me to shut up, please.
Well, I was trying to make a point.
You could say, excuse me.
Oh, excuse me.
You know what? I'm calling AT&T tomorrow to talk to somebody else because you have been a very rude person on the phone.
I'm sorry.
And you shouldn't even be working for AT&T.
It's not my fault. I've been drinking.
You won't even give me your last name. No, I should take you to court and sue you is what I should do.
Oh, don't be like that.
For slandering me on the phone.
Don't be one of those people. It's not slander.
What do you think it is you're calling me names? I was saying stupid stuff on the phone, but I wasn't calling you and degrading you.
I bet your wife's called you worse.
Oh, dude.
But listen, I'm not really with AT&T. I'm just a prank caller. I work for the Skippy and Dippy Wacky
Wait,
Mornings.
Wait, it said AT&T on my caller ID.
I know. We know how to change it. We're hackers.
Now he says he's just a prank caller.
I'll call AT&T tomorrow.
Well, yeah, I'm calling AT&T tomorrow.
I have the phone number on caller ID.
All right, thank you.
No, listen, you're going to be on the radio tomorrow.
You have a good evening.
You're
right?
Going to be on FM 100.3.
Please don't call this number back either.
Oh, I won't. I won't. I'm just saying. But if you want to hear this phone call, it's gonna be really funny tomorrow morning on the radio.
No, I'm hanging up, and don't call this number back.
100.3.
I'll call AT&T in the morning.
You know what? If the FCC, if the FCC changed our number, our 100.3, I wouldn't throw a fit. That's what I wanted to say to him. Okay, I have like 7 minutes left. I want to give Neon time to get things set up for her show. So I'm gonna, let's see, I just have like 6 numbers left. That guy, he just completely changed his attitude on that second call. Holy shit, to have the same number for 50 years? That's crazy talk. I had the same phone number once for, I don't know, 5 years. That's it. I think that's as long as I'll ever have a phone number. All right, thanks for listening, everyone. In approximately 11 minutes, Neon is going to start her show, and it's going to be the best show all night. And I'm going to play GTA for the next 2 or 3 hours, probably. And I might try to rebroadcast her show. I've been having problems with that lately, but I'm going to give it a try again. I have my graphics turned up too high on GTA, so it's messing everything up when I try to broadcast. Anyway, thanks for listening, everyone. I will have this show up on the feed machine in, I don't know, probably tomorrow. Maybe tonight. Probably not tonight, though. Thanks for listening. Bye!
I'm just a robot and I know my place. A metal servant to the human race. I work my can off trying to satisfy. I know they'll disconnect me by and by. Shoulder made of silicon. My printed circuits like a lexicon. 10 billion logic functions, maybe more. They make me pick the paper off the floor. wash wouldn't be so bad. Life, don't talk to me about life. I'm so depressed I could expectorate. My moving parts are in a solid state. I want to rust in peace, switch off and lie in that great junkyard in the sky. Solitary, solenoid, terminally paranoid, Marvin. Nothing left to be enjoyed, every diode, rheumatoid, Marvin. Outer alloy, inner void, Marvin. Happiness has been destroyed.
Excuse me?